This is Morning Edition on NPR News. I'm Kathy Warzer. One of the last of Minnesota's true broadcasting legends has died. Roger Erickson, who spent most of his career on WCCO radio, informing and entertaining several generations of Minnesotans, died yesterday at the age of 89. It's hard to imagine that in today's era of specialized and fragmented media, that for almost 40 years, more than half of all the radios in the Twin Cities and a huge number in Greater Minnesota were tuned to one radio station, WCCO AM, and one program in particular, The Boone and Erickson Show. Charlie Boone and Roger Erickson were the longest-running on-air duo on a radio station in this country, and certainly one of the most successful in Minnesota. They dominated the airwaves. School kids and their parents would sit by the radio during a snowstorm, listening to Boone and Erickson for this.
In the metro area, these are closed now. Annandale, Becker, Belle Plaine Public and Private, Big Lake, Bryant Avenue Baptist, Cambridge.
Roger relished doing the school closings, joking many years ago that he wanted his gravestone to read, Roger Erickson, formerly 2 hours late, now closed. Roger Erickson was a farm kid from Winthrop, Minnesota, who studied speech and theater at the University of Minnesota, where he started producing programs for the university radio station, KUOM. His first paid radio gig was at WAVN in Stillwater in 1951. Roger landed at WCCO Radio in 1959, and that's where he was soon paired with another young, velvet-voiced announcer.
Boone and Erickson, talking about the Oreck XL vacuum cleaner.
I have a brand new one right here.
Charlie Boone. Boone and Erickson, both trained as actors, were known for their jokes and skits.
If the call should come from my old alma mater, I stand ready.
Well, Whitney, do you have the necessary requirements?
Yes, sir. I have a degree in science. I am a doctor, and my wife's an interior decorator.
Would you be in favor of a commitment to focus?
Commitment to focus? Yes, sir. My earlier training was as an eye doctor.
Steve Murphy was a longtime news announcer at WCCO Radio and worked with Roger Erickson.
I got to work at 4, and he might already be there in his office eating his usual breakfast of a cold hot dog. And he'd have a pile of newspapers on the ground, and he'd be using them to pour over current events that might work well into gags for the day. And, of course, his cluttered office was filled with shelves and shelves of gag books. And he'd synthesize all of this and make it sound so easy every morning.
Roger used to say he and Charlie never had any direction. Program directors usually didn't try meddling with the duo, allowing them free rein to craft their show as they saw fit, which went beyond corny humor to serious news interviews. And the show drew huge audiences. Roger retired from daily broadcasting in 1998. Steve Murphy says in a business filled with big egos, Roger Erickson was a humble guy.
Despite all his success, he always gave credit to others. It was his hallmark that he didn't want to take the credit. He wanted to say, oh, the engineer behind the glass did such a great job technically, and all the producers in lining this up, or all of the ideas for gags that he would get from all of us elsewhere in the building, never taking credit. And, of course, we saw it as the opposite, that we were riding on his back.
Roger Erickson's death represents a passing of an era in broadcasting. Roger's on-air partner, Charlie Boone, died in 2015. Both men are charter members of the Minnesota Broadcasting Hall of Fame at the Pavick Museum. Funeral services for Roger Erickson are pending.
Good morning,
good morning. It's glad to be on hand. Good morning,
good morning.